On this week's issue of the Beer Coaster's Breakfast, we sit down together and have a cup of joe, nice bowl of oatmeal stout, along with a muffin top, and we wash it down with a nice breakfast stout. Good morning, everyone. It's Breakfast with Beer Coasters. Always good when you underestimate the beer.
I am straight craftus erectus right now.
Oh, don't drink that beer. That's for the bugs. Here, have this wine.
This is not a science class.
Good morning and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast. And everywhere in between, I'm your host this week. This is Toby. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, and joining me is
Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
And although he's not with us at the moment, we do have our trusty sidekick joining us later in the show. That's right, Crazy Dave will be here.
Our trusty sidekick.
So this is episode number 134. This is our Breakfast Beers show. So
breakfast.
The beers are breakfast themed, or you could have them for breakfast if you want. You know, hopefully they're hearty enough to get you started on your day. For our fermentation conversation, Mike and I will both be trying the Clown Shoes Muffin Top. Because what says breakfast like a muffin top?
That's right. And actually, nowadays you can just get the top, so you don't even have to have the whole muffin anymore. They just have just the tops for you.
You can get muffin... You know, the little muffin holders that you bake muffins with?
Mm-hmm.
The cups?
Yeah.
You can get muffin top cups, so it's really shallow. So all it is you can just bake the top.
It's really shallow, all right. Come on, man. Come on, people. Take the whole muffin.
And for our tasting flights, Mike, what are you trying?
Ooh, for my tasting flight this week, I am going to try Founder's Breakfast Stout.
Well, of course.
Can't have a breakfast beer show without the breakfast stout.
Exactly. Now, this isn't the Canadian breakfast stout,
nope,
right?
No, it's not Canadian, and it's not Kentucky, and it's not... It's just the breakfast stout. American.
Boring old breakfast stout that nobody cares about.
Yeah. Well, we'll see about that.
I will be trying Shorts Brewing Company's Cup of Joe, and Crazy Dave will be trying the... he's going to give us a little... Give everybody a little teaser of our upcoming month of non-American craft beer. He's going to be trying Samuel Smith's Oatmeal Stout.
That's right. Stay tuned. We've got next month, our Beer Coasters World Tour.
Yeah. We're not actually going anywhere, but you know.
But we're going to make it seem like we are.
Virtually. We'll be virtually going all around the world. We'll be tasting all around the world.
That's right.
From the comfort of our own homes.
That's right.
All right. Let's get into this. Let's bite into this muffin top.
All four corners of the globe without leaving our chair.
Yeah.
But maybe we might have to get up to go to the beer fridge.
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
Okay, so this is the muffin top from Clown Shoes Brewery out of Ipswich, Massachusetts. They've been brewing since when, Mike? 2010, right?
Yeah, I think so. We actually did the All Clown Shoes show, right? We did the Clowning Around show, and that's when they just had three offerings at the time. Now I think they have a half dozen or more.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, easy. Seems like every time I go to the beer store, I see something new from these guys. Yeah. So this is the, it's a Belgian-style triple IPA. Now, I was confused at first when I saw this on the label. It's not a triple IPA. It's a hoppy Belgian triple. Yeah. Comes in at 10.0% ABV. Yeah. Let's go ahead and crack it.
Okay.
It is brewed with natural flavor.
I love it when they say that.
Yeah.
It won't tell you what flavors, but they're natural.
Oh, yeah. Look at that golden beauty.
Oh, yeah.
Slightly cloudy, possibly. Maybe that's chill haze.
I think it's just chill haze because mine's like crystal clear. Super tight little carbonation bubbles floating to the top very quickly.
Golden orange color.
I get a Yeti finger of head. Very white.
Yeah, I got
white.
A nice fat tinge, Yeti finger.
Tinge of yellow in the head.
Zeniz. Belgian-y.
Yeah, fruity, yeasty.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet aroma.
Yeah, you really get that, like the bananas. Yeah, I'm even picking up on a little bit of like a piney hop, or maybe it's grapefruit.
Yeah, it's interesting because the Belgian yeastiness is kind of getting in the way of trying to figure out what that hop. But it is a citrusy hoppiness.
Yeah.
But there's kind of that, you know, candy sweetness kind of in there too.
Taking a sip,
Belgian-y.
Yeah, with a very hoppy too.
With a bitter end.
Yep, very bitter finish. Bitter and sweet. You still get that spicy Belgian-iness in the end as well as like... See, now I'm getting like piney.
Yeah.
Piney hops. Little astringent.
Little astringent. I'm getting a lot of a lot of astringent. See? But there's, you know, a little bit of the fruitiness in the front, and then right at the end it kind of dries up. It actually dries up quite a bit. There's a lot of hop bitterness at the end.
Yeah, the mouthfeel is it's a little like a little sticky at first, pretty full and sweet, and then it ends very dry and bitter. Mm. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's an interesting combination. You know, I know that we had spoken before about the Belgian IPAs, and I was kind of iffy on whether I liked them or not, and I know Chris and you love the Raging Bitch. This is different because it actually, I wouldn't say it really tastes like a Belgian triple. There's some aspects of that, but it's kind of toned down. Like, this doesn't taste like a normal triple with just a bunch of hops. It's kind of... I don't know. I mean, it may be like a double. It's kind of backed off a little bit. I wouldn't say it's quite the triple. Even though it's 10 ABV, it doesn't feel like 10 ABV.
No, huh?
That bitterness kind of masks the alcohol. You know?
Yeah, of the
it's interesting.
Like standard Belgian three, you know, the Abbeys, the triples, and the quads, even though... Quads are more of like an American thing, but of those three, triples are my favorite.
Yeah.
Because the triples seem to be closer to like a Saison, in my opinion. They're a little crisper and a little more fruity.
I like the balance. Yeah. The triple has kind of a nice, it's like just the right kind of sweetness to alcohol kind of ratio to it. But this is very interesting. It's kind of... Really kind of toys back and forth with the sweet, bitter, like every sip.
Now on the nose, I'm getting like a caramelized sugar and still that banana and clove.
See, now that it's warming up, now that the head's gone, I am actually smelling a little bit of fruity alcohol in there. Mm-hmm.
What would you give, what would you eat with this?
We got to pair it with breakfast, so.
No.
Yeah.
No, we don't have to.
No, we have to. I'm going to say...
What do Thai people eat for breakfast?
Maybe some oatmeal with some... maybe some toast with some marmalade, like orange marmalade, something like that.
Have you ever had lemon-lime marmalade?
I don't know if I have. No, I don't think so.
I have this Welsh lemon-lime marmalade that I think would probably be good.
For our listeners, it's not Welch's. It's Welsh.
No, Welsh. Yes. Yeah, I would see, if I was going to pair it with breakfast. I was thinking more along the lines of...
Nope. This is the breakfast show. Okay. All these beers must be paired with breakfast.
Okay. Man, it's a whole new
challenge.
You want to
throw in Captain Crunch. That's, you know, that wouldn't be a bad one either.
Yeah, you think so?
No, that'd be horrible.
No milk. I don't want any milk involved with this one.
Another thing for some of you new to craft beer, do not... drink milk
and have Belgian beers. It will do a number on your stomach.
It'll curdle in your mouth, and yeah, it just won't be pretty. Yeah. All right, so Rate Beer gave this an 86 out of 100. Beer Advocate users gave it a B+. This is the Muffin Top from Clown Shoes, and their website is www.clownshoesbeer.com.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes. It's Gemini Lounge.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
All right, we got a real quick hop topic week. Yes. This comes from the HuffPost under the politics section. Actually, Mike, you found a tweet about this, right?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I found it through a tweet.
The name of the post is 21st Century Postal Service Act. Senators propose beer and wine delivery to generate revenue. So basically, the USPS is struggling.
I wonder where they got that idea.
Any help? Yeah.
Not from our show.
Any help they need, and they thought, well, let's start this 21st Century Postal Service Act, allow people to ship wine and beer across the country and wherever.
It's a beautiful thing.
It was actually proposed in November.
Well, we all know that. I mean, you know, the Postal Service has been kind of struggling. They were supposed to actually get rid of, it was like 20-something thousand jobs, and they're going to, we're supposed to start closing branches and stuff. So they're really, really trying to find a way to you know, keep revenue going. And I say, hey, if beer can help, I know it helps us every week. I don't see why it can't help the post office too.
I would be all for it. The Politico, which is another editorial, I guess, pointed out that competitors like UPS and FedEx already have shipping options for beer and wine, sparking a competitive reason for the Postal Service to change its stance. And I know that when I've gone to the post office, because they are cheaper, you know, they're a little bit cheaper than if you went through UPS or FedEx. Mm. And plus now with their whole, like, one size ships all kind of thing.
Yeah, those flat rate boxes have really made a big difference, I think.
Yeah, the flat rate. Yeah. I've used them before, and they ask you, you know, if there's any kind of liquids and whatever in there, and I'll say, yeah, there's liquids. Then they say, what kind of liquids? Some of them do. Some people do. Some of the employees don't care. They just say, as long as it's not hazardous, I don't care. But I've just said, you know.
Well, it's not liquid nitrogen.
Yeah. It's not blood or urine.
At least not intentionally.
So anyways, we will post a link to this on our website, beercoasterspodcast.com. Check it out. Read into it. It's it's pretty cool, and hopefully this will go through, and
maybe you guys will be able to get beer and, you know, from little breweries that you never could before. So could potentially be very, very interesting in the whole how this distribution, you know, how it affects distribution and whatnot too.
Yeah, I don't know if the big distributors are going to be happy about this, you know, but I mean I guess that's kind of the same thing with people getting upset over, you know, the whole eBay thing where people are doing aftermarket stuff and they're shipping it to places that those companies don't distribute to. So hey, you know, if it gets the beer to the people.
That's all we care about. We want more access to more beer.
And really, the...
In more states.
The thing about it is, people have been... I mean, I know that this... The whole, like, no booze with the USPS has been going on since, like, pre-Prohibition days. Mm. Or since Prohibition days. Anyway, go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Hop Topics link, or Hop Topics section, and check it out.
Yeah.
21st Century Postal Service Act. Get the beer to the people. The people are what they want. We've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
For my breakfast beer this week, I'm trying Founders Breakfast Stout. This is from Founders Brewing Company out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Their website is www.foundersbrewing.com. The ABV on this beer is 8.3%. And the IBUs are at a Beer Coaster Toby Perfect 60.
Nice.
This.
Wait a minute, Mike.
What?
Is this a new brewery?
Yeah, I don't think we've done Founders for anything. We've talked about them.
New brewery!
This is a double chocolate coffee oatmeal stout.
Whoa!
That's right. This beer is available from September to December.
Sounds like a farmer's breakfast.
Yeah. They use flaked oats, some bitter and imported chocolates. They also use Sumatra as well as Kona coffee.
Wow.
That's right. And I'm cracking it.
That sounds mighty tasty.
All right. Whew. It's dark. It is a rich, dark, oily. I mean, it is. It looks like oil.
Like motor oil?
Yeah.
Used motor oil?
Yeah.
Is it viscous?
It is a bit viscous, yes. It's kind of a... Actually, there's like no light getting through this. It's got kind of a light brown head.
Let me see.
A little lighter than like cinnamon.
Ooh, nice.
I would say just
that's
about
a pretty bigger.
It's a thick finger of head. Yeah, it's actually staying pretty good. There's some like perfect lacing on the glass here, like a perfect circle. On the nose, woo, coffee and chocolate.
Mm.
Very nutty, a big chocolate and coffee, like a mocha, big like mocha aromas.
Yeah.
And you can almost smell the oats. Almost, I mean, it's got kind of
really?
A very, it's got a very kind of grainy, you know, whole grain kind of aroma to it. This beer smells good. And big coffee, mocha.
So how long did you have to wait in line to get this one?
As long as, I don't know, there was maybe, three people ahead of me in the register. That's about as long as I had to wait.
Did you pay $37
no,
or $22
for this? $37. I don't even think I bought a six pack. I think this was a single bottle that I picked up.
Oh,
in
huh.
Like a random six pack.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Very creamy coffee flavor, and almost like a malted milk ball, like a
ooh, yeah.
Dark chocolate malted milk ball.
Yeah. Dark chocolate Whoppers.
Exactly.
If they don't make those, they should.
They make it in liquid form right here. It's big. You know, it's still just lots of coffee and chocolate. Nice maltiness. It's got a very kind of nice, slick mouthfeel to it, but there's just enough carbonation up there to where it doesn't just kind of, you know, hang on your tongue. I mean, it does coat your tongue on that sip, but it kind of clears up at the end of the sip. It's got some nice bitterness at the end.
But it's funny because it has, I mean, it's when, you know, I've had some oatmeal stouts before and you would never even guess that, you know, they used oatmeal in brewing it. And this, yeah, you could almost tell that they used, you know, oatmeal. It has a very interesting kind of, you know, like a oatmeal cereal grainy kind of flavor to it.
Now,
it's like chocolate oatmeal.
Other than the coffee, were you able to get other ingredients? Did I miss that?
What, as far as like what they brewed with? Or
yeah, hops and malts and stuff.
No, I found like, you know, the adjuncts, but I couldn't find like what type of hops and malts. I mean, they use flaked oats and they actually use some, you know, some chocolate and coffee. But as far as, you know, the grain bill and what they use for hops, I'm not really sure. There's not much of the way of like a, you know, any of the darker fruits and that type of thing. It's very, there's not even as much of a roasted character to it. There's a little bit of, you know, roastiness in there, but it's not like that rich, smoky roastiness that's in some beers.
Yeah.
But I think that would kind of detract from the flavors you're getting here. But I understand what, you know, this is, it's just like a chocolate oatmeal-y kind of creamy beer. It's nice. I'm going to go with a Belgian waffle for this one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And you could do the berries and whipped cream, or you could even go maple syrup. Because I'm actually getting, because I'm thinking that I would like, you know, maple syrup with this beer. Because it kind of has, it kind of, you know, lends itself to those types of flavors.
Yeah. Cool.
Get a chance, check this one out, and, you know, forget about the special, you know, Canadian or Kentucky or whatever. It's like, just grab this beer if you see it. It's Founder's Breakfast.
Forget about it.
Forget about the rest. Yeah. Don't follow all those crazy beer hype things with groups and lines and,
well,
paying 3, 4, 5 times as much for the beer.
Well, once we have those beers on the show, maybe your opinion will change, Mike.
It's possible, but I doubt it, because this beer is pretty damn good, and I'd be satisfied with something, you know, just like this. So if you get a chance, check them out. And their website is foundersbrewing.com.
And now out west, it's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Hey, what's up, everybody? I finally showed up for the show.
Yeah, jeez. Finally.
Anyhow, tonight I'm actually drinking a beer that has already been drank on the show, so I'm kind of failing in that regards, but it's not entirely my fault. The one place that does carry it, where I usually get most of the beers that I drink here, is from Barron's. They were having their holiday party, so they were closed early, so I couldn't show up and grab my beer before the show. So I had to drink a beer that I already had in the fridge, which is actually a beer that Beer Coasters drank, and it's the Anderson Valley Oatmeal Stout. And for those of you that want to find out more about it, you can go back and listen to the Oatmeal Stout issue that was on this October 30th, 2009, Beer for Breakfast.
Whoa, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, back in the day. So that's been, that's 2 years? You guys been
doing over this a two while. Years.
Dave, your tasting flight is so 2 years ago.
I'm terrified.
So anyhow, yeah.
Barney Flats, crack it.
Anderson Valley, here we go.
You can do like Brittany does, and she like taps the bottle before she opens. Like,
ding, ding, ding.
Wait a minute. Wait, it says something on the bottle cap on the inside. It
says, you're late. Start drinking.
It says Yibe is the bear. Baw. Yeah, that's the ball.
Oh, that's all that, like Boont speak or something, right? Don't they have their own?
Yeah.
Like, the Boont language. Boont
language. Yeah, that's kind of cool. It's a solar-powered brewery, too, by the way. That's what it says. Yeah. The bottle cap. So anyhow, yeah, you guys are probably getting mad at me enough.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, we're pissed.
I'm fine.
Wow, this is really pouring out.
I'm quite
out
a few ounces like into the show right now.
This is really dark. It looks like Coca-Cola when it pours out. It's got a nice Yeti finger and a half a head.
You know, when we say on the nose, we don't literally mean On the nose.
It's on the nose. It's on the mustache.
On the mustache.
On the stash. That should be.
I did it again.
Should be a new one for us.
All right. Well, immediately off the bat, I smell a little bit of roasted something. It smells like wood. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. I want to say like a barrel, but not quite. Disadvantages is that I just took this out of the fridge, so I'm sure it's not opening like it should either.
Yeah.
So I wish I could remember the beer. I know. I mean, I'm sure it's got that kind of classic Anderson Valley-ness to it.
No, it's definitely got something different in there that I'm smelling. It's almost musty.
Taking a sip, yeah.
How's your oatmeal?
You know, not what I expected at all.
How's your oatmeal?
If I had a bigger mustache, it would have sounded better.
Yeah.
You got like the Jamie Heineman kind of thing going on.
Wilford Brimley.
Yeah.
You know, when I first thought about, you know, the oatmeal stout, I thought like, you know, God, is this really going to taste like oatmeal? Is it going to be really grainy? It's definitely grainy. I get that. And it's got some roastiness to it, but it's not.
You get that classic kind of buttery creaminess that comes with Anderson Valley beers? Or is it not as prominent in this?
It doesn't seem to be as like buttery, like you say. I mean, the roastiness is what's hanging around the most. And there's little subtleties that are here and there, and it's trying to pick those out. Like I said, the main thing that I got is that roastiness with a little bit of oatiness. I don't know, it's like a wheat thing, but like a cracker, kind of a high class cracker.
Ooh, high class cracker.
High class cracker.
Like the Monopoly guy.
Yeah, there's your big mustache, Mike.
Great, yeah, I'll say.
Class Krager.
I guess you need a monocle too.
Top hat and a monocle.
You know, I don't know if I would call this buttery or creamy, but there is definitely something that's kind of like that, but I wouldn't call it butteriness or creaminess.
Hmm.
Not marshmallowy, but there's definitely something that it gives you a thicker, smoother, that kind of a creamy mouthfeel, but it's not cream. It's got a different flavor. I don't know what to call it. But the roastiness, man, it just lingers and lingers forever. It just,
what would you pair with this?
Roastus with the mostus.
It is really well roasted. I don't know. I think I'm going to do a live pairing. I got some chocolate chip cookie dough.
Nice. Oh literally man. Raw cookie dough. Nice.
Nice. Does that count with breakfast, Mike? Is that a breakfast pairing?
I you know, to each his own. If you want to have that for breakfast, then
It's got eggs and flour.
It's true.
Got eggs?
Eggs. Got eggs.
Yeah.
Wheat.
I actually, you know, gotta admit, I did have chocolate chip cookie dough for breakfast this morning on the way out the door.
Chocolate chip cookie dough. Part of this balanced breakfast.
And I just walked to the fridge, grabbed a spoonful, stuffed it in there, and walked out the door. Now I got a spoon in my car with some cookie dough stuck to it, and it'll probably live in there for another week or so. Actually, believe it or not, the cookie dough actually goes really good with this. I was thinking maybe the beer might overpower it, but I was still able to taste the cookie dough and the sugar in the cookie and it's nothing really goes over the top with each other. It's got a nice finish to it. You have like a little lingering of the sweetness, a little lingering of the chocolate and the roastiness, and it actually goes pretty good.
That's actually the first cookie dough pairing. I like that.
Wait, pause for a minute here. I'm going to go grab a real cookie. Hold on.
Ah, jeez.
What is this guy doing? Back at the he really does have a bowl of chocolate chip cookies.
I was baking some cookies last night, and so I had some cookies sitting around. I got a bunch of cookie dough left over, and you know, it's like, who's really going to drink beer for breakfast? And if you're going to drink beer for breakfast, why not have cookies for breakfast, right?
Sure. Yeah, of course.
All right, well there you go, chip cookies
and Barney you know Rats. What?
Chocolate chip cookie and the cookie dough actually go this and the beer actually go really well, because normally it's like you think Mike, you I think you hit it with that creamy butteriness kind of thing, because when you eat cookies, you always got to have some milk with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Milk and cookies.
And Anderson Valley is the next best thing to the glass of milk.
You know what? And it's just, it's amazing how well it works. It just does. Wow.
Nice.
Cool.
No, I was really expecting something for this to be, you know, more Odie, more.
Odie? Like the dog? What are you talking about?
No.
Anderson Valley's Barney Flats Oatmeal Stout. Check it out.
Sweet. Check it out. With some milk and cookies.
Some milk and cookies. I had a hit again. I said, what? He walking upstairs. I'm walking downstairs like he's a visitor or something.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada. With happy hours from 3 to 6 p.m. every day. With an additional happy hour from Monday through Friday from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. That's 50% off all appetizers and selective craft beers. Aces and Ales, wide variety of craft beer on draft and bottles. Make sure you stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com to print out your free pint coupon. That's Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, East Side, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler. And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
All right, this is Toby out west for my tasting flight beer on our breakfast show. I am also grabbing from the middle of the country. In fact, Michigan. Wasn't that where your beer was from?
How about that? Yep.
Michigan, wow.
It was.
No West Coast representation. No Western region whatsoever representation this week. So this
No breakfast on the West Coast.
This is Schorts Brewing Company. They're out of Elk Rapids, Michigan, or Bel Air, Michigan. I'm not sure which is the correct. The bottle says Elk Rapids, but I think their website says Bel Air. They've been brewing since 2004. This style is a stout. This is the Cup of Joe Coffee Cream Stout. Or if you go to their website, it's Cup of Joe. And if you go to Rate Beer, it's Cuppa Joe. 7.0% ABV, 20 IBUs. My ass is going to crack it.
Wow.
Ooh, not much
if
of a pop
there. If you guys could
there.
Only see what I just saw.
What?
Your ass cracking it.
My ass is going to crack it. Oh, no. No.
It's white.
Yeah, no. You heard how aggressively I poured that. I've got almost no head.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's like just a thin film on there.
Yeah, and that's only because of how aggressive I poured it. 7% ABV? So it's very dark.
Well, it's tough when they use the lactose sugars, right? Isn't it kind of tough to get kind of decent head and head retention and stuff? Or no?
I think when you get into the... oils, like, you know, coffee beans can have lots of oils in them. Yeah. So I think it gets tricky when you start brewing with coffee. Yeah, no highlights. This is dark, dark. I mean, this is pretty much black. No head. I am getting a little bit of lacing going on the sides of the glass there. So that's a good sign. On the nose. Yeah, there's coffee. There's chocolate. There's vanilla. Yeah, lots of vanilla. Ooh, this actually smells really good. The ingredients, they use Higher Grounds roasted fair trade espresso beans. Higher Grounds is the company. Yeah, Higher Grounds Trading Company, roastery of and coffee bar. And they use milk sugar, which I've never heard of milk sugar, but...
Well, that's what the lactose is.
Yeah.
It's just some lactose sugars, milk sugars. Maybe they didn't like to say lactose. Maybe they don't like that word.
Yeah, they don't want to scare anybody. There's a little bit of a dustiness, like a almost like a woody dustiness also amongst the coffee and vanilla and chocolate on the nose. Oh, the availability of this is November. This comes out in November. I've had this bottle for quite some time, so I picked it up in July. of 2011. So if that's the... And I just found out today that this comes out in November, so this is a year old. Taking a sip, yeah! Pretty thin mouthfeel. Lots of coffee. Yeah, lots of coffee.
Is it,
this might be too cold right now.
This is a new brewery as well, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Shorts Brewing.
New brewery.
Thank you, Mike. Jeez. Yeah, first time we've had Shorts Brewing on the show. That's what's been insane about season three of the Beer Coasters podcast. We've had lots of new breweries, yeah, which is great. I'm really excited about that. There's also this weird kind of a sour grape,
really?
Flavor. Yeah. I do get the coffee.
It's not like a dark fruit. It's like a sour grape.
Well, yeah. I mean, I do get the coffee, a little bit of vanilla. I have a feeling that I'm going to have to wait till last call to give you some more, because this is pretty cold. It's been sitting in my beer fridge in the garage, which is really cold, up until about 3 hours ago. It was in my fridge, so I haven't had it out of the fridge for enough time. So it's pretty cold right now. Getting some weird sour notes on the nose now, too. But still, the coffee and vanilla, still there. Yeah. For a food pairing, chocolate chip waffles. Did you say Belgian waffles for yours?
Yeah, I did. Belgian.
Did we use pancakes for the first beer?
Nope. We haven't used pancakes. I thought about pancakes, but I haven't used them yet.
Chocolate chip pancakes.
All right.
Lots of butter. I think butter would work with this one.
Butter. And some more maple syrup. Lactose.
Yeah.
This breakfast, a little disclaimer, this breakfast is not for the lactose intolerant.
Rate Beer gave this a 98 out of 100 with an A- from the Beer Advocate users. Ooh. Oh, if you're on Rate Beer, it's Cuppa Joe. C-U-P-P-A Joe. ShortsBrewing.com.
A. Carboni says, most disappointing thing I was told at work today.
Anthony, you can't make beer in the server room.
Alright, everybody, last call.
Oh. Alright, Mike, hit me with some pie ratings.
Oh, okay, so... For the Clown Shoes Muffin Top. Interesting. I guess maybe I was expecting a little bit of a Belgian IPA, and this was a little different. You know, it was a little sweeter, a little more Belgian than IPA. It kind of, the bitterness kind of was at the end. It was kind of sweet bitter back and forth. It was actually a pleasant drink. Very interesting. Yeah. I'm going to give this one a 4. I really enjoyed the kind of back and forth on this one.
Cool.
And it was a little bit more complex than I expected it to be. I guess I was wasn't expecting too much, because it's tough. If a brewery doesn't specialize in the Belgian style, because it seems to me like it's pretty complex sometimes, but I think Clown Shoes kind of nailed this one. They got the Belgian and the IPA. And this is a Belgian triple, so it's kind of a very sweet, kind of high ABV,
yeah,
you know, with a weird kind of piney bitterness, but it was good.
What's your 1-3 word?
my 1-3 word?
1-3 words.
Sweet pine.
Sweet pine.
Sweet pine. For the
that sweet Alabama pine.
My sweet Alabama Belgian pine. All right.
So there's pine trees in Alabama?
I don't know. Yeah, sure there is.
I mean, I thought there was a bunch of mangroves. And
no, there's a lot of those too. For the founders, breakfast stout, great beer. It's not as big and as bold as I was expecting it to be, but I really liked it. It had lots of flavor, but not too big and not too in your face. I'm giving this one a 4.5. It's a really, really good stout, and just the name alone, a breakfast stout, it's called the Double Chocolate Coffee Oatmeal Stout. If that doesn't sell you, I don't know what else will.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How about if it was from Kentucky or from Canada?
Yeah, well.
Would that fetch a higher price?
No, absolutely
not. Not if it was from Kentucky. Maybe from Canada.
I like my breakfast stouts American.
American?
Not Kentucky American, but just American.
Good old Michigan American.
Because the whole Kentucky thing, that suggests the bourbon barrels, and I don't know how this would be with it. Sure it's great, but I don't know. Lately, I was so kind of a sucker for bourbon barrels, but now the more that I've had with bourbon barrels, it seems like there's too much barrel and not enough of the beer. So
yeah.
But anyway. So
and you don't want barrel for breakfast.
No barrel for breakfast. No. So my one word for this one, cocoa hops.
Cocoa hops?
Instead of cocoa puffs.
Yeah. Well, those are chocolatey and malty.
Yeah.
And
delicious. Anyway. What about you, Crazy Dave? What'd you think of that Anderson Valley?
Anderson Valley's really good, and it's way better when it warms up. Now I'm getting a lot more burnt coffee and toffee kind of flavors.
Nice.
It's definitely developing. I mean, I can definitely see why this is a great breakfast beer, because like it's oatmeal and coffee. It's, yeah, and you throw in some chocolate. It's my kind of breakfast, except I'm not coffee now. But, you throw in some cookies or something, you're good to go. I'm going to come in with this at a, this is pretty damn good. I can drink this by itself. I can drink this with cookies. I can drink this with, I don't know, a whole bunch of stuff probably, so I want to say...
You don't have to even cook the cookies. You just eat the dough.
Yeah.
You just eat the dough. So I'm going to give this a 4.5. This is a top-notch beer. You know, the layers and complexity is pretty good, and it's a solid beer. I like that.
Nice. Do you have a one word?
One word.
Cookies.
Hell yeah.
Or dough. Cookie dough.
Cookies.
All right.
You gotta do the Bernie Mac cookie. I said, so what? I had to hit it again. I said, well.
For my opinion the clown shoes muffin top.
Opinion? Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a professional opinion here now.
Yeah.
You're pretty opinionated.
I was talking to Mike off mic about clown shoes and how
they're big on your feet?
Yes, and they're just silly.
They're very silly.
No,
they're hard to walk in.
Every clown shoes beer I've had.
Every time you take a step.
Every clown shoes beer I've had has been great. Like I've been really impressed by these guys. So, coming into this beer, I didn't have really any specific expectations other than I was expecting to enjoy it. And I did. It's very piney, it's very Belgian-y, and
the Belgian forest.
Yeah. Like if you know, pine trees growing in Belgium, yeah, this is it. I liked it. I mean, they did. They nailed it with, I mean, I don't know, it's just, that's just great. I'm gonna go 4 pints also on that one. And my one word is conifer.
Ooh, fancy.
Me and Mike were Googling pine trees and conifer came up, so I'm gonna go with conifer. Because it's very piney. Very piney.
It sounds dirty.
For the Shorts Brewing Cup A Joe, I don't know, man. This one didn't settle too well with me. It's got a lot of really bitter coffee. Very big on the coffee, with little on the cream vanilla side. And there was this weird, like, sour grape thing that was going on. Very bitter and sour. Maybe it was, like, the tannins from the coffee beans or something like that. Maybe I had some oxidation going on, because when I cracked it didn't really give off much of a pop. So I'm a little worried that there may have been some oxidation going on. Maybe that's why.
Was there any carbonation or head when you had it?
No.
He poured pretty aggressively, and he didn't get hardly anything.
I got a little bit of lacing, but yeah, there was really not much head going on. And it's not that high in alcohol, so it could have been spoiled. That may be the problem. But yeah, I'm going to have to go with like a 2 on that one. And for a 1 word, I didn't really know what to say other than coffee.
Sour coffee?
Or stale coffee. It's almost like, you know, like the bottom of the pot that's been sitting there all day. Yeah, so it's got a little bit of that like overcooked, burnt, really like stale coffee kind of taste to it. So
sour sludge.
I'll do stale coffee.
4-hour-old coffee.
Nice.
Yeah. Sorry, Shorts. I mean, I know that you guys brew some pretty good stuff, and it maybe just be a bad, you know, I've had it for a while, and it's kind of an old bottle, but, you know, anyway, yeah, 2 pints on that one.
Shane's cellaring that beer, huh?
So, yeah, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Untappd, and Google+. You can subscribe to the show in iTunes, and we're also available on Callisto.fm.
And don't forget to check the Wiggity website at beercoasterspodcast.com and click on the shop link for some swag and
buy some swag
shirts and steins and stickers and things. And Toby's also doing the brews paper, people. So click on the brews paper link and check out the daily news on cool beer stuff. Stories, news, videos, blah, blah, blah.
Sweet.
And tell your friends. And tell your friends' friends. Thanks for listening. We really do appreciate all our listeners.
Support your local brewery, brew pubs, beer bars, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh.
And don't drink and drive, because that's just dumb.
Send us backwash at beercoasterspodcast.com.
339.
Yes, 339.
Or 339.
Backwash, okay. Without the C.
The C.
B-A-K.
Oh, crap. Who have I been calling B-A-K-wash. All these years? B-A-K-wash. Some old lady in like Wisconsin or something. Like, who is this crazy name calling it drunk to my phone all the time?
Actually, it'd probably be somewhere in Texas.
Oh. This damn Mexican keeps calling my phone, talking about how drinking this beer and stuff.
This damn Mexican
making this weird noise, saying "fuck."
So shout out to Crazy Dave. Thanks for doing your little bit on the show this week.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Sorry I was late. Sorry I couldn't find the muffin top.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want a muffin top. Never mind.
Yeah. I'm the whole, you know, I'm more preferable to the whole muffin. I'm not prejudiced to top or bottom, just, you know. It's all good. The whole muffin and nothing but the muffin.
Mike likes the bottom just as much as the top.
That's how I roll.
Hey, you know what, though? I gotta give a shout out to a friend out in Sweden, Malt Porter. Kind of inspired me to go and look for some beers and stuff. So I think I might have found some Swedish beers and bleated out their porters. So look out for that maybe sooner or later.
Yeah, I don't know if you got a chance to listen to last week, Dave, but we're actually going to be contacting Malt Porter and getting some Swedish beers on the show next month. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I might be able to get a couple down here.
So. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Maybe we'd have a Swedish show, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. We will.
We could easily lose the our Swedish listener.
Or one Swedish listener.
Didn't we do the Swedish chef once before? I think that's maybe when we lost half our our listener base.
Reminder to all our listeners out there, this is your show.
We're just drinking in it.
Cheers! Cheers. Dang it.
See you next week for our Merry Christmas show.
Merry Christmas. Next week.
Happy holidays.
Feliz Navidad. May the beer coasters keep sipping. Happy holidays.
Feliz Navidad. To you. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
I don't know where I was going with it. I think I'm just starting to get drunk now. No, let's go. Keep it going. Wrap it up.
I'm quite a few ounces into the show right now.
My eyes are going crazy. Oh, no. No.